Floods have caused health authorities to close Tasmania's entire oyster industry, and harvesting will stop for at least the next 21 days as sewage and waste clears away. The closure was inevitable, but some closures are unnecessary and cost the oyster farmer up to $100,000 a day in lost harvest. Now, a new app is being developed by startup ag tech company The Yield, founded by Roz Harvey.
When it rains and you get runoff from the soil, you get contaminants. And because oysters are filter animals, they ingest them. So regulators around the world say, We will shut harvesting when we judge that there's a risk. Now, the way they've traditionally done that is use weather data from a weather station that could be 100 kilometres away. And so what we do is put real-time salinity sensors in the water that the oyster drinks, and we use that as a proxy instead. And so what that means is that we can get a 30% reduction in unnecessary closure days just by doing that one thing. But then we use data analytics to actually predict when they're going to be closed.
Head of Oysters Tasmania, Neil Stump, says the industry is excited that the new app could reduce the number of closures by 30%.
It might mean that they're closed a day less or 2 days less, or they may delay closing till a day later. All those sort of things, particularly in peak selling periods, are really vital to growers to be able to continue to supply the market when they've got stock on hand.
Professor Salah Sakaria's team at the Australian Centre for Field Robotics has been busy testing prototype robots in horticulture and dairying around the country, and their work has an enthusiastic following. He says the shrimp robot, with 16 separate detectors, is able to quickly identify issues in apple, almond and now tropical fruit orchards.
So it's able to go up and down rows autonomously and detect individual features on the tree. So it can detect individual flowers, count them by the time it gets to the end of the row, individual apples, nuts and so forth. And we have another extension on that project to look at tropical fruit and macadamia nuts as well.
So what does that mean in the long run? So what's that specifically doing?
So what that means is that by the time we get to the end of a paddock, we can deliver a map to the farmer that specifically says this is what the crop yield looks like, or this is what the fruit, the flower count is, for example, and looking and down to the individual row, so a farmer can actually look at the individual tree and say, on that tree, where are the flowers, how are they distributed, what about the apples, etc.
Professor Sakaria says another new generation robot is Ripper, in development for the vegetable sector.
And that can go up and down farms 24 hours, 7 days a week, and it's detecting individual vegetables, for example, in this case, and individual weeds, and it can spray individual weeds or it can target individual vegetables and say, this is how much fertiliser I'm going to put on it now.
What would, say, an orchard need to do to prepare?
So there's infrastructure that needs to be looked at. So the robotics now is getting to a point where the technology is quite low in terms of its cost, and you could easily justify the case of a robot and what it would do and its return on investment. But what you need to factor in is the change in business operations and the change in infrastructure, communications, GPS, maintenance of a bot, housing it in a shed. The industry is starting to say, what does it look like in 10 years' time? We know there are going to be robots out there, hence what do we need to do now around farm operations to allow that to happen.
In livestock, sheep researchers have formed a new partnership with digital experts who normally work in defence and intelligence. They're trying to harvest vast amounts of data for that old-fashioned industry raising meat sheep. Cooperative Research Centre for Sheep, Dr. James Rowe.
We're working now on a specific program to predict sheep well-being risks. And risks come from not having enough feed, from parasites, from flies, from extreme weather events. With the help of the D2D CRC to construct the architecture so we can import the data from Bureau of Meteorology, genetic information to import on-farm data, and to use all of that in a way that gives us accurate real-time predictions of what's going to be the risks next week, but also the longer-term risk over the next 2 to 3 months.
Cropping with satellite positioning has been around for 20 years, but now there is so much more information available. Ag tech company Precision Ag's Tim Neal.
We'll take care of everything from the soil sampling and variable rate maps based on that. So it could be lime or phosphate or whatever it might be at the start, right through to the imaging in season. And then as the crop comes off, we get the yield data from the yield monitor off the harvester. And then that completes the cycle to go back into soil sampling again for the next year. So it's a real cyclic thing, and there's always something we can be doing at each part of the crop stage. We've just seen a massive boom in the way people are adopting technology, and I think it's coincided with the in this whole excitement around agriculture and innovation and the resurgence back to agriculture. So it's been a really nice time to be in the market after being in it for a long time pushing this sort of stuff. It's really starting to take off.